Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled in the Oizva Hodor edition, Perek Shlishi, in the middle of Halacha Zayin. We're starting Lamed Gimel Amud Beis towards the bottom, six lines from the bottom of the Amud. Rabbo Barchio b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Tarkus osu l'taltoloi. Tarkus is a large box of wood which usually you don't move. It's usually stationary. So you now let him taltal on Shabbos because of its heaviness. It's miyachad loy mokar, it becomes like a type of a mukta, you're not allowed to move it. Hoyri Rav Ami mutar. Rav Ami said you could carry it, even though it's very heavy. Rav Yirmiyo chamer loy metalten le goy sidro rubo. Rav Yirmiyo saw that they were carrying it within the big Beis Medrash. He didn't stop them. The Gemara brings another example of something heavy. The Beis Eviyani Amrin, at shloy shok kikise mikan ve'elech kisulam. So what are we referring to? Referring to a ladder. Up to three rungs has a din of a chair, and it's movable. If it's more, it becomes a din of a ladder, and you don't move it. And at this stage, the Gemara understands because it's very heavy, similar to this big box that we mentioned. So the Gemara of Yosef Boin Mandeshori, the one who says that you could carry this very big box that we start with, Tarkus, is like Shittas of Shimon, the Tani. We learned lo yikur odoy mesamito vesakise vesasavso vesakatedro pishoy sechoritz. Person should not drag a bed, a chair, a bench in this big box called a katedro. And the reason is because he does a choritz, because he makes a little bit of a digging in the floor. If you have shir matir, if shir says that's not a problem, because it's dovah sheni miskam, he's not intending to do it, and it's mutter. So what do you see from here? That the fact that it's heavy doesn't make it muktzah. Rabbi Shimon allows to carry it even though it's heavy. Now, as Rabbi Chaim points out, also from Rabbanan we see, the only issue Rabbanan has is because oy secharet, because you're making a little bit of a ditch. But without that problem, you're allowed to carry it. So Raya is from both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan that argue with him, they both agree that something which is heavy does not become muktzah because of its heaviness. Now that the Gemara mentioned this Mishnah, so the Gemara continues the sugya that we mentioned just a few dabim ago regarding this Gemara. Rabbi b'shem Rav Chuna, Rav Chaga b'shem Rav Zeiro, Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Ilo, Moed Rachoyim Rav Shimon b'kise sheraglo mishokoyes betit shemur tilatatlo. Even the Rabbanan said, you're not allowed to carry something on earth because you're going to create a ditch, causing here a chafiro. But if it's teet, which means if it's mud, which is liquid, and it's something which is soft, then you're allowed to carry. And you're allowed to move a chair because you're not really creating a ditch. And the Gemara continues and says, the same way you can move it from its place, you can return to its place as well, because it's soft mud, it's not considered to be a chafiro. This is from the Mishnah Kilaim that says there that someone who puts some vegetables in earth, that the leaves are sticking out, so you're allowed to carry out, take it up on Shabbos. How can you take it out of Shabbos? You're creating a ditch, creating a pit. Elamai talking about soft earth, soft mud, and therefore it's not a problem creating a ditch. Here is a rayo that something soft is no problem of chafiro. Something one that's not a rayo, because Omar Avyesi Baraboy Deb Shimini, that may be Shittas of Shimon, that he holds you could create a ditch even in earth which is not soft. So maybe that Mishta goes like a Shimon, it's not a rayo, that's Rabbon hold as well. And Adar Rabba says, the Gemara Rabbi Yosi Baraboy Masniso Merken, we have a raya against this concept that we see Rabbanan do say it's a problem. Because it says, Kola Kalim Eino Nigorim, you're not allowed to pull any Kalim, Chutz Min HaGolim Pneishi Koveshes, except a wagon or a carriage, because that's a wheel, and a wheel is not considered to be creating a ditch, it just Koveshes pushing it down a little bit. Mashra from here, that anything you're not allowed to carry, even if it's in mud, which is soft. Because we having here a cloud, and nothing can be schlepped. Nothing can be dragged. You see from here that Rabban in a hole, you can't drag it even in soft mud. The more goes back to what we just mentioned regarding the ladder. That up to three, it's okay. It has a din of a chair. And from three and on, it has a din of a ladder. What is the Nefka Mino? So the Gemara says first, the way we explained it originally, Rav Chuna b'Shem Rebbe, Leinyan Shabbos Isamoris, we're talking regarding Shabbos, that up to three rungs has a din of a chair, and you can, it doesn't have a din that it's too heavy. But once it gets bigger, you can't move it because it's mukzeh, it's very heavy. Chizke b'shede aviyana liyan chazokas isamoris. Talk about chazoka. What's chazoka? When someone goes and puts a large ladder in the chatzar of his friend, that's a raya that he purchased that chatzar. It's a raya that has a chazok over there. If it's a small ladder, not. What's the difference between a small ladder and a large ladder? Does it have three rungs or more? We're talking about something as mekabel tumo. That if it's small, as the chair, it gets a tumos azav, tumos medris. It's considered to be something which is used for an adam. When it's larger than that, it's a ladder, and does it get tumos moishav azav? Because in order to get the tumo of azav, it needs to be miyuchu, it has to be designated for sitting. Says the Gemara, we mentioned also earlier, of Achor, Bachin, of Yasm, Shavirchon, Minoya, Ketano, Mutol, Taltolo. A small lamp, you could carry it around. When it's very large, so then in Miyachid, Lamokim, you can't carry it. But if it's small, you're allowed to. And the Pashtas, when talking about here, it was never used. So everybody agrees, there's no Muktas. It's not a Muktas Machas Isser, because it wasn't used at Shabbos. It's not a Muktas Machas Mius, because it's never used, you could carry it. What's the Chiddush? It's a vessel. And anything in the house is a minamuchan. If it wasn't used, so what's the chiddush he could carry it? Meaning it's not in the house. He's planning to take it for business. So you would think maybe it becomes muktzeh because of that. Or maybe right before Shabbos it came. It was never in the house. So it wasn't like designated. You would think maybe it's muktzeh. For lo Shabbos bin klum, and I would not know on my own that you could carry it. That's why you need Rabbi Yochanan. You can put a vessel under the candle to receive the sparks that fall from the candle. Don't put water into this kli, because then he is considered extinguishing the sparks, and then you're not allowed to do it Shabbos. Says the Omar, here we said, using here the Gius of Reb Chaim, Hachat Omar, you can put a kli under the candle to receive the sparks, just water don't put in, but to receive the sparks is okay. And previously we said, don't put a vessel under the candle to receive the oil. Why can't you receive the oil, but you could receive the sparks? The difference is as follows. The oil he wants. So the oil spills into the kli, he cannot use the oil, it's muktzeh. So he's going to leave the oil in the kli, and now he's mevatel kli meichono. He's canceling the usage of the kli, which you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But the nitzotzos, the spark, has nothing to do with it. He's going to throw it away. He's going to tilt it away, throw it, even if it's there, and it will not cause this kli to be unusable on Shabbos. Don't put water in it because it's causing a kibui. That's the shito of Rabbi Yosi. This is something we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that if a person wants to put to stop a fire, he can make a mechitzo out of kelim. He can put vessels around, and that will be a blockage for the fire. So Rabbi Yosi says, if the kelim have water in it, you can't do it. Even though he's not putting water into the fire, the fire is just going to come. And when it reaches the kelim, it's going to break open the keli, and then the water will spill and will cause the fire to be extinguished. It's only a gram kibui. It's not mechabe, it's only causing a kibui. Harizi says gram kibui is usr. Says the Gemara, that's also the sheet over here. Why can't I put water in a kli when the sparks fall in there? He's not putting the water directly into the fire. It's a gram kibui. He's causing the kibui to happen on its own. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, the Amoyro, Avin Savin Meimar, we thought originally, what is the machlokes of Rabbi Rabbanon? Also mechitza shel kelim. Also mechitza shamayim loy. Meaning the whole machlokes Rabbanon Rabbi is when a person puts kelim, puts barrels around the fire, and then the fire will break open the barrels, and the water will cause the fire to be extinguished. But if you put water around it, you put jars of open water around the fire. And then when the fire will reach the oil, it will automatically extinguish because it's going to touch the water. I would think that then everybody agrees it's usur. Because that's not so much of a ground kibui. That's more closer to kibui than ground kibui. He's literally putting water next to fire. He's not spilling. He's not pouring the water onto the fire. He's putting the water on the side, allowing the fire to reach there. But the fire is not going to reach the kli, break the kli, and then reach the water. It's going to reach the water immediately when it gets there. So I think that maybe there, Rabbanu will agree that that is usur. Says the Gemara, the Flamadal, the Mubais, Mimad Damar, Rav Shmuel, B'Sherem Zahiro, Tiabesi. Now that we said that our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbanon, all this is mutter. Hadam ra'afil also mechitzah shamayim hi amachlekes. Here by us, what's the case? He's not putting water inside a kli. The water is revealed. The water is in an open kli. And when the nitzaitzes fall, when the sparks fall, they fall straight into the water. And you see that according to Rabbanon, it's still mutter to do it. So you see from here, Rabbanon always agree that as long as you don't spill the water directly into the fire, just the fire reaches the water later, according to Rabbanon, that's gram kibur, which is mutter, and according to Rabbi Yitzchak, it's aser, and that's the machloikis, say if he's putting a kli or actual water, and the fire will reach the water later. Hadronach perakiro, hadronach perakiro, be'ezer Hashem. Starting the fourth perek of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, b'me toimnim u'b'me in toimnim. What is that tamono? A person cooks a dish before Shabbos and he wants to keep it warm. He does atmana. He covers it up and that keeps the warmth. The rule is, as we'll see in the Mishnah, that as long as the atmana is eino moisif o hevel, doesn't add heat, just preserves the existing heat, then it's fine. But if it's adding heat, if it's moisif hevel, he cannot do atmana even before Shabbos. So it says the Mishnah in Toimni Lubegefis pulp, either sesame pulp or olive pulp, Thaloy Bezevel manure, Thaloy Melach salt, Thaloy Beseed lime, Thaloy Bechol sand, Bin Lochim Benevation, doesn't mean if it's moist or non moist. Loy Beteven straw, Thaloy Bemoichin, which is fiber or anything else which is soft, Thaloy Bezoigin, which is the grape pits, Thaloy Basovin grass, Bezman Shem Lochim when they're moist. Avotoyim Behem Keshim Evashim when they're dry, they don't add heat. Toyim biksus, which means clothing, or epirus, fruits, or bikanfeyoino, the wings of a dove, or bineoiris shepishton, which is flax residue, or bineoiris shecharoshim dako, which is fine sawdust. Abidu says, no, if it's too fine, you can't use it, but you can use one which is a little thicker. Says the Gemara, met toyim yomeh toyim vichuli. Now, the Gemara is trying to explain what's the problem to be toyimin something which adds heat. You're doing it before Shabbos, so what's the issue? Says the Gemara, these things are very hot, and they add heat. And what's going to happen? The food may get a little spoiled. For who noitlum? He's going to remove it from these items which are adding heat. Then they cool off in his hand. And then he will turn it back to this cover. And they will add heat right now. And therefore, it looks like cooking on Shabbos. It looks like he's starting at Tmona, and starting at Tmona is there's a gzera to do at Tmona on Shabbos atu because of cooking. Says the Gemara of Blazer ben Azayah. This goes like the sheet of Blazer ben Azayah. The Blazer ben Azayah imir kupa matel tzidov noitel. Blazer ben Azayah says when you have a pot which is covered in gizei tzemer, which is pieces of wool which are mukta, if you want to take something from the pot, don't remove the pot, because if you remove the pot, you may want to return it. But when you return it, the gizei tzemer, this wool, which is mukze, may shift from its place. And when you put it back, you're going to come and carry the tzemer, and you're going to move mukze. So therefore, says the Blessed Ben Azayah, just tilt the whole thing and do not remove the pot from the wool. Okay, Rabbanan the Taman, but according to Rabbanan there, they said, you're a mutter. They said, if you have a pot within which is covered, you can take out the pot and return it. And they're not choshesh that you return in the wrong way. You'll take it out. If the area stays clear, you'll return it. And if he sees that the wool shifts, he will not return it. You're not choshesh you return in the wrong way. So according to Rabbanan there, we should not have a problem in our Mishnah either. Because we explain that the whole issue in the Mishnah is that he may remove the pot on Shabbos, and he's going to want to return it, and that's a problem because it's going to really cool off. But according to Rabbanan there, we're not choshesh someone's going to return it in the wrong way. So according to Rabbanan, this problem that we find in our Mishnah will not be an issue. So it has to be that our Mishnah goes according to Ablozer ben Azayah lekamon. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Lamed Daled.